SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Here we go, Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Thursday night. Yes, Thursday night. On the grid. A lot going on. A bunch of NBA games, some college, lots of mid-major college tonight. Anteaters at 10 o'clock. Anteaters against this UC Davis tonight. Laying a couple sticks on the road. We'll see if we can pull Joe into that. We do have a lot of hockey this evening as well. We got the golf with Wyndham the Butler Clark in the lead down in Orlando. We'll see what else we can get going over there. We got LIV Golf tonight too at 11 East in, where are they? Hong Kong, if you want to get a couple plays in there as well. Mike Carver with you. And the encyclopedia of college football, the one, the only. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
What's up, meat? I tell you, last night I was hot as a pistol. Over Alabama, Marquette on an alt line plus 6.5. Ole Miss plus the 3.5. Problem is, I didn't bet one of them. So I would have had a great day. Great day. Now I'm dead to rights. Here we go. Chasing again.
Well, I asked you a couple hours ago what you like tonight, and you gave me nothing. So I don't know. You might as well tell me now what you're on. Because I asked. I thought maybe we could get in on something together. But, I'm going to the gym. I'm doing this. Let me look. I don't know. No cryptos tonight, I guess. So we'll just have to build the card for what's in front of us now as we start.
I think I'm going to take this Northern Kentucky plus the 3.5 over Cleveland State. That's what I think I'm going to do. 8 p.m. Okay. Tip. Obviously not underway yet.
I like the Norse. Get me in on the Norse, maybe, of Northern Kentucky in the Horizon Quarters. How about this, Joe? The Nets are up 31-13 on the Warriors at the end of the first quarter. You could. Right. You still. The Warriors are not even. They're still minus 1.5, and they're down 18 points, and they're minus 1.5.
Yeah, I can't.
How about that? Like, they're probably gonna come back and win too. Want to take Curry threes?
Yeah.
Yeah, the numbers aren't good enough, Joe. Well, that's.
I'm looking at this. Did you see this new thing now? Bet back tokens on FanDuel.
No, that must be something special for you.
It says not winning, hence yes, fits the bill. Get bet back tokens. I don't even know what the hell they're talking about.
Read the description, Joe. What does it do?
It says not winning, get bonus bets back. Okay. Introducing our newest reward, bet back tokens. A bet back token lets you get your wager back in bonus bets on any eligible bet that's not winning.
I don't know what that's about. I haven't seen any of that come across my...
I guess, if you bet, Colorado, and they're down 3-0, you could cash out and get bonus bets back, and instead of just losing the bet. That's the way I view it. I don't know.
Well, I have not seen that come across my desk yet, so I have not gotten to break that down. But then again, I get basically $10 max on everything on FanDuel, so I ain't gonna be much for me anyway.
Bet back token. Get your bet back token now.
Yeah. Those are for guys like you, the triple and the four-digit guys that they give the maxes to. They get probably
You're always sour. Your new nickname should be Carver Sour. You know?
I'm sorry. It bothers me.
Just because you got no bet back token. You know? It's not my problem.
Here's what else is going on, Joe. Aside from the Nets, who are down, who are up 20, so finally you get the Warriors at plus 122 and plus 1.5, down 20, 35-15. Celtics are up 35-24. Tatum with 18 already. I guess he didn't play last night. I guess he didn't like White and Pritchard lighting the place up, so he wanted to get involved. Pacers up 31-21 on the Hawks end of the first. Rockets, Pelicans starting now. And then later, Joe, as we're getting off the air, Knicks, Lakers in Los Angeles.
Mm. So
we'll have to put something together for that at some point tonight as well. Because they did give you a boost, Joe. Did you at least get that, the 50% boost?
I don't know what the boost.
You got it, Joe. You have it.
I'm taking Brunson, 25 for Brunson.
Okay. Standard for him. What about Luka? You hit Luka with the threes the other night when we got done.
Yeah, I know a lot of threes.
Yeah, but you had this with something else, didn't you? You were greedy. What was with it?
Don't matter.
What'd you have with the threes?
Don't matter. Doesn't matter. Don't worry about it.
I like that, Joe. You're on to the next play. That's what I like to hear. FAU up 148-47 on UAB. Got a bunch of Patriot League games. You got the Horizon games. Who else is in there tonight, Joe? Michigan State and Iowa.
All right, I'm in.
What are you in on?
Northern Kentucky, CJ McCollum for 4 threes and Brunson for 25.
You and this CJ McCollum, another guy you can't quit. CJ McCollum, Joe, always getting involved with this guy. He can't quit this guy, CJ McCollum. Five threes. Four.
Four threes.
Still. Very dicey. How about the Anteaters tonight?
What are they laying?
6.5 at UC Davis. On the road.
I like them, actually.
Let's play them. Anteaters.
Anteaters in Northern Kentucky.
You're diving in on a couple Northern Kentucky plays here, huh?
Must claim this bet back token before 2 a.m. on 3-9.
That's tonight.
How do I claim? No, it's not.
Oh, no, it's not. What's today?
Six.
So you got a couple days.
I don't know.
How do you You know what? You should put it with the golf is what you should do.
Yeah, put it with the golf. I'll tell you who hit the skids that should still be swimming is Willie Z. A kid shell-shocked after one round. I don't think he had one round.
That went out early got shell shocked, Joe. I'm not going to lie to you. The guys who went out late got the good run. There was a big difference in if you went out first or you went out last today. Big scoring difference. Golf was a war of attrition today for those guys who went out early. 40 to 50 mile an hour gusts. It was tough out there. The rough was very thick. Penal rough today. If you hit it off the fairway on the drive, you had a very uphill fight to try to get back in. Nice job by Cam. Cam had Wyndham Clark first round leader, Joe. So good for Cam. I have Wyndham Clark for the whole tournament, so hopefully he can keep this up the next 3 days and we can cash a winner with him. But all in all, an okay first day.
All right.
Okay first day for the golf. But now I'm ready to get. Look at these guys sitting on the bench, Joe. This Paul George and the Maxey and all. None of these guys play. They're all out tonight. Skeleton crew for the Sixers. Nobody out there. Also later, yeah. We need to get the report from Matias. He was at this tennis tournament all day, firing off plays, sending pictures. Fonseca played today. He was there with. I mean, we heard all day about this Fonseca. I guess he won, unfortunately. I was hoping he would get smashed. Carver and Leakey, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, SiriusXM 159. Here with you on the grid. All right, Joe. I just went in, so you're not going to be happy with me with what I did here. I'm going to give you the business a bit. So they had this on DK, this three-point parlay boost. I played a couple three-pointers with you here. So either Joe's pointing at the headphones. So either Joe hears me or Joe doesn't. Joe doesn't hear me. Now, does Matias hear me? I think that's the better question. Am I just talking to Matias?
Loud and clear, baby. Loud and clear.
So Matias has me. So that's, and Joe, we can't hear you either. So Joe's got a full-blown outage for Joe that we will get finished here. And now I have to wait to tell Joe who I have in this three-point parlay that I've thrown together. I have not mentioned the hockey yet, and we do have hockey this evening. Red Wings up 2-1 on Utah right now. That is mid-second period in Detroit. Sabres and Lightning tied at 3. They had 5 goals in the first period, and I saw 3 goals in a 52-second stretch at one point in that game as well. And then Gensel scored less than a minute into the second to tie the game at 3. So a wild game in Tampa between those two. Panthers lead the Jackets 1-0. That's early in the second. Jets up 3-0 on the Flyers. Hurricanes up 2-1 on the Bruins. Kraken up 1-0 on the Preds. Flames up 1-0 on the Stars. We do have Montreal in Edmonton later tonight. So we'll have that going. And the Sharks and the Avalanche, the heavy lumber game of the night, as you're laying just about minus over 4 bills with Colorado this evening. And the Sharks have actually won a couple of games in a row on the road as they head into Colorado to take on the Avs. There is a bunch of other college basketball that I did not get to yet. We'll let you know where we're at with that now. Summit League quarters, Omaha leads Kansas City 45-36. They're in the second half. Patriot League quarters, 4 games in the Patriot League. You've got a couple games, really one game that's out of hand. The other 3 games are pretty tight. Colgate is smashing Army right now. Smash City in that one, 64-42. Navy up 43-35 on Boston. Lafayette up 49-42 on American. And Loyola and Bucknell tied at 44 as they are. All those games about halfway through the second half. So down the stretch they come. Ohio Valley quarters. Little Rock up 59-57 on UT Martin. The Missouri Valley in St. Louis. Arch Madness. Murray State up 40-29 on Evansville. Horizon, we mentioned. Youngstown is up 34-32 on Purdue. Few other games happening too. Lots of MAC games. Metro Atlantic tonight. Nobody cares about them until they get to the tournament. Wright State up early, a 10-point lead on Bobby Moe. We get Bobby Moe working here live. Get in on Bobby Moe. See what they're giving us for Bobby Moe. Down 10 early at home. Bobby Moe live. I scroll through a lot of games here. Still just plus 1.5. Plus 1.5, minus 102 money line. Bobby Moe. Let a couple more minutes go by here. There's Joe. Joe's back with us now as he screams out Bobby Moe.
Bobby Moe.
Well, yeah, there you go, Joe. So Bobby Moe, as you know, is a 6.5-point favorite tonight, Joe. And they're down 10 early. 8 minutes into the game, and you can now catch them plus 1.5, plus 110. You want to go in on a little Bobby Moe here? Have a little
they're
fun?
They're favorites in this conference, aren't they?
They're the favorites to win the whole conference tournament.
I mean, sure. You want to go in? Let's go. I mean.
Yeah, you want to put them? We'll put them with the Anteaters?
Bobby Moe Anteaters? With the Anteaters. Yeah, I guess. I mean, do we have a choice?
And you want to put, fine. Do you want to put Northern Kentucky in there too?
I want to take Northern Kentucky outright.
Northern Kentucky outright, huh?
Over Cleveland State.
That I cannot do.
They're 2-1.
Bobby Moe.
I take them plus the 5.5 then now. Hurry up. Take them plus 6.5.
I'm trying. Who?
Northern Kentucky.
I'm not going to get it on Northern Kentucky.
You're gutless. Where's Bobby Mo?
I'm sorry. They're Horizon. They're right there.
Just oh, there they are. I'm taking them on the money line.
Okay. What is this? Hold on.
What now?
They got me here.
What do you mean they
I
got you?
I guess the line must have changed on the Bobby Mo game. Hold on. I tried to hit accept, and it backed out on me here.
I took
yeah,
because
they
minus...
went from down 10. They went from down 10 to down 4 in a heartbeat. So we're changing things up, Joe. Going back. I got it.
I took Bobby Mo on the money line, minus 146.
All right, I'm in. Bobby Mo, and I put it with the Anteaters.
Look, and then you could use your bet back token if the bet's not going good. Well,
you could. I can't. You could use your bet back token. I don't have a bet back token, so I won't be using it. Here you go. You want my threes parlay that I was going to tell you about?
Yeah, why not? Do I have
DK
a choice?
DK had a three-point parlay boost, so I took Steph live for 4, hoping that he starts chucking it up with the Warriors down. Grimes for 3 for the Sixers. He already has 1. OG Anunoby tonight for the Knicks for 2. And the last leg, Joe, you've got CJ for 4. I've got CJ for 3. I took CJ for 3. Oh.
You're always undercutting me. You're terrible. You know, it's just never good
CJ
enough for you.
CJ for 3. You got CJ for 3 threes. So I'm rooting him in now, too, back. Joe. Let's go, CJ. Let's get CJ some threes.
Bet back token.
You keep talking about it. I don't know. You get this stuff before everybody else. You're a preferred customer there. At that
they love me.
They do love you. It's all going in. It's constantly going in. So you're shuffling it around all the time. That's why you get it. Harvard and Lisi Sports Grid Radio. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi. Carver dealing with some technical difficulties, but he'll be back in just a couple of minutes. We're both on Bobby Mo. I took Bobby Mo down 18-14 minus 146 on the money line. I am sitting on a 7.5 ticket with Northern Kentucky plus the 7.5. They trail Cleveland State 8-2 with about 13 minutes left. And we're both in on the Anteaters, minus the 6.5. That's one parlay I have right now. Robert Morris, minus the 146 money line, no points. Northern Kentucky, plus the 7.5. That line at tip was 3.5, so pretty good number. Hopefully they can make a little bit of a comeback. And UC Irvine, minus the 6.5. That's what we're on. One more update. CJ McCollum, slow start. Pelicans up 19-13 over the Houston Rockets, and I'm on Brunson, 10 o'clock tip against the Lakers. We'll keep you updated in respect to that. One Big Ten game underway, and I believe it's all Iowa. Iowa was dogs. They are at home putting a beat down right now on Michigan State, eighth best team in the nation. Hawkeyes up. McCaffrey and the crew, 27-13 right now in Iowa City. It's a beatdown, 9:01 left in the first. Michigan State came out a little pedestrian, a little lethargic. So right now they're getting twisted. 27-13. They were the favorites, obviously, in that matchup. They'll try to get you an in-game number right now on Michigan State. Trailing by 14. Let me see if I could find it. 4.5 is the in-game number. You want to take Sparty plus the points, 4.5 plus 162 on the money line. In-game total, a little high. I mean, 155.5. They got 40 with about 8 minutes left in the first. That's 115 points. I know Iowa plays some crazy games along with Michigan State. 8:46 left in the first. I would sell that right now. You need 116 points to hit pay dirt. Assuming that Michigan State makes a run, you got to believe time of possession, a little, defense, and maybe you come back. I don't know. Mikey Boy, you with us? Is he back?
Sell.
Look at him.
Sell.
Mike, yeah. Michigan State, Carver, right? Trails 14. The total is 155.5. There's 8 minutes left in the first. They got 40.
I'm not as concerned about the total. I'd rather, I think at this point, you want to take Michigan State.
Nah, that you're not getting anything. 3.5? Three and a half is the number.
That's 11. Plus 110.
What do you mean down to 9? It's 27-16.
Down 11, I should say. Wasn't it just 14 a second ago?
Yeah, they hit a 3. 14? They hit a 3. So,
by the way, Bobby Moe from down 10 to now being up.
Good.
Bobby Moe back.
What's McCallum doing for us?
They just started. I mean, we got to give him a chance to breathe a little bit.
He's got one. He's coming out hot.
Let's go then.
All right, come on. Come on, McCallum.
Can Curry hit a few? Like, what's he doing?
I don't know. What's this Northern
Curry taking the night off?
Forget it. He's dead to me, Curry. Don't get me started on Steph.
Seriously. You're done with Curry, huh?
I'm done with him. Seriously.
I don't believe you.
Take him out with the garbage. He's an old man. He's washed up. He's past his prime. I am. I'm done with him. He cost me one night. I had him for 15 points. He shot 2 of 10 from 3. And like 4 of 17 from the field. It was pathetic. He wound up with 14 points. That was the last time I was on Curry. I needed him to complete a parlay to get 15 points. He finished with 14. And they lost by 30. That night I was done. He was dead to me then. Gutless.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're rocking with you on a Thursday night on the grid. We're back here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Here with you. One for McCallum as the Pelicans are out to a 28-18 lead against the Rockets. Curry just hit another one, Joe. Warriors are down 11 now.
Good.
2 minutes left in the half. So they've almost cut it in half. They were down 20 at the end of the first quarter, and they've put some work in here. There's a third for Curry. They're down 8. So Curry getting hot, Joe. Getting hot from downtown. We get Grimes and McCallum? Come on. This Grimes.
I need go, this Joe. Northern Kentucky. Northern Kentucky's down 5. Like,
Bobby
come
Moe
on.
Up 4. Bobby Moe.
They're up 2. What game are you watching?
I've got it on 26-20. You got it on in front of me.
Whatever.
All right, I'll worry about Bobby Moe. Okay? I've got Bobby
I'll
Moe
worry
working.
About Northern Kentucky, all right?
You got Northern Kentucky, I got Bobby Moe. I'll watch Bobby Moe.
Everything is it's a principal play. Principal play for me.
I'm in on Michigan State too.
Are you? I like the under there. I think I want to bang the under. I'm gonna take the under. I'm gonna take a shot. I think it's
what's
way
that on?
Too
FS1
many.
Or Big Ten Network? Who's got that tonight?
FS1.
All right, I'm gonna put that on the other TV.
Hang on 1 second.
I upgraded, Joe. 2 screens now.
I know. Is that you have a Vizio? What do you have a Vizio in there?
I think the one is it. No, it's not a Vizio.
What do you have a Vizio?
No Vizio. No Vizio for us. That's for sure. All right. So we're rocking and rolling now on a Thursday. I also need to get. Did you get, and I love Matias, you know that. Did you get all the texts from him today from the tennis tournament as well? Did you get all those?
Text. No text. I got the tweets.
I got a couple texts too, which is okay.
Oh, nice, Matthias. Nice, Matthias. That's good. It's a one host show, I guess. I guess we go whoever puts the slop in.
Well, maybe he just thought, because listen, you got to remember, last night was a Carver and sometimes Lisi, so maybe there was still kind of some spew over from last night.
Maybe spew over? What does that even mean?
It's possible.
What does that even mean?
Some carryover. Had some carryover from last night, I guess.
Huh? Now I sent Joe with the tennis? No way. Never.
Well, remember, we are on a ban from betting tennis, me and Joe. We're taking, what did I say, 90 days, Joe? I think that's what I said. Yeah. 90 days, we're out. So Matthias bombarding us today with Fonseca, who, he was at the tennis event. What is this, Matthias? Indian Wells? Is that where this is? Is that what that is out in
town? Yes, sir. Yeah, Indian Wells in Palm Springs. Great
time. We had access
to
every court except the court that Fonseca was on. You get on every court except the court where Fonseca was. Is that correct, Matthias?
Yeah.
What does that mean? What does that mean? What does that mean? You get on the court.
When you're in Stadium One, when you buy tickets to Stadium One, it's a more expensive ticket to get on, and you buy that ticket, and then that gives you access to the rest of the courts. I just got it for $30.
You were there?
Yeah. I got an Airbnb. I'm done yesterday and today. I got an Airbnb. I'm going home tomorrow.
Unbelievable. This kid's all over the place. Amazing.
Michigan
all right.
State down 7, Joe. They're down 7. Come on.
All right. On. I hope you get it,
this
guy.
Under 5 by halftime, and we're good to go. Under 5 by the half. That's all we need. Come on, Joe.
All right. Okay. You know?
I want to get charged up here with you. I mean, don't you want to get charged up?
Charged up? You know what I want to do? I want to win money. That's what I want to do. Okay.
Well, everybody wants to do that.
I don't know. Not all of us.
Well, is that right? Total, you saying that people like got? You saying people got
this
other total, motives? What are you?
This
you
total
sound
drop
like
a
you
rock.
Sound like you're making a statement.
Maybe I'm making a statement. All right, you got the hat on backwards. Big tough guy without me yesterday. I know how it goes. Then I come back into the seat, and it's like you and Matthias, Batman and Robin.
I can't,
you know, we were really hot with the hockey last night. Really hot with the hockey. The Kings let us down.
We were hot when
scorcher.
We left because we had the over in the Duck game, which didn't make it. And then we had the Kings.
Yeah, I told you to stay away from that, though. I told you, don't bet the Ducks. It's a letdown situation.
Didn't
they let
the Ducks,
you down.
Bet the over.
Hey, you two are besties now. You want to take selfies together? I mean, what's going on here? We were hot. Did you win? If you didn't win, don't talk about it. Not tonight. I'm not.
We did win. We did win.
When did you make the rules? When did you make the rules?
Ever since you cut out a couple of minutes ago, I took over.
Well,
let
me ask you this. You're going to follow your own rules?
Whole new foundation. No, I'm the best cop.
You bellyache about missed plays all the time. So we could.
Now the truth comes out. Now I see your true colors. I know how you feel now.
Yeah,
that's
bellyaching
about
somebody's
plays. Holding back
place.
All these years. Holding back all these years. Now I see the true Mikey. That's all right. We're not going to be on the same side come March Madness. I could see that. You're going to separate yourself, right? I'm going to be with the syndicate crew.
I've bought in on a couple teams. I've already bought in on a few teams. So I have a couple lined up. And that's who I'm backing. And I
know
that you guys.
Like, yeah, you guys.
You
here we go.
And Donnie and Kevin will all, you're all going to be together on this weekend.
He's not doing the basketball. How many times am I going to tell you?
We'll see.
Either you know something I don't, or.
I don't know anything.
Or you're trying to stir the pot. You and Donnie do a great job of stirring the pot, you and him.
We'll see.
You're a counterpuncher. That's what you are. You know Mike Tyson. You wait till Donnie puts something out there, little crumbs. Then you jump like a little rat.
That's all coincidence.
Like the little rat. Yeah, all coincidence. The little rat You and Matias at times. I told you, two rats.
I mean, the kid had a great day.
Are you guys going on another date?
He went to watch the tennis today. He won a big bet with Fonseca, who came back. Of course, Fonseca comes back for Matias. Didn't come back for me and Joe against the German that night, but he comes back today for
you know, that's, you know, that's my fault, though. I was thinking about that, and that's my fault. I should have known better. I shouldn't have said to take him in Brazil. It was a bad spot, and that's on me. That's on me. I gave him a bad rap. It was a tough spot. That's what I get. It was a bad.
Joe's
it was
never
bad
gonna
for me to
forget how
on home
German
soil
didn't
for
break
the first
a sweat
time.
The whole night. German stood there looking like he didn't break a sweat in that match against Fonseca. Took him
hydrated.
To the cleaners.
I was hydrated. The other kid was breaking down my second set. Second
man,
game,
no.
He was breaking down.
Unbelievable. Limp off, man. The French master taking care of business for me again, man. I swear to God. Round
Bobby
one.
Bobby Moe up four. Bobby Moe up four. Come on. Yeah. Bobby Moe.
I need this Northern Kentucky. They're trailing now, this Cleveland State.
Why don't you go back in for 11. More?
Here he goes. Instigator.
Double the meat.
You know what? I might double the meat. You're starting to get under my skin. I'll just say that right now. Double the meat
just
on
get,
Bobby.
Get Bump. Involved.
I wanted to take the under in this Iowa game. I knew.
Throw
I
another log
score.
In the fire, Joe. Let's go.
Four threes for Curry in the first. Four threes for Curry. Here he comes.
Eating fat. You got the trough out tonight, huh? You eating everything.
I need the rest of it. I need Grimes and McCollum. Grimes and McCollum. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back on the grid right after.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
SportsGrid Radio, Sirius XM 159 here on a Thursday night. Bobby Moe from down 10 to up 11. Here with just over a minute left to go in the first half. What a performance here. By Bobby Moe. Michigan State now down 7 at Iowa with 2 minutes left in the first half. Nets up 5 on the Warriors. So they had a 20-point lead at the end of the first quarter. Now the Warriors are down 5. Celtics up 18 on the Sixers at the half, 64-46. Pacers up 63-56 on the Hawks at halftime. Anybody to go after there, Joe? What about Trae Young? He's doing nothing. 9 points.
Jeez.
You want to take Trae Young live?
No, I'm not taking Trae. He's a complete money burn. What can we jump on? Let's see. Something good. Something good. I got this bet back token. Bet back token.
You keep talking about this token. No, nobody else has it. You're the only one who's got it. No one else is in yet. They haven't sent it out. You're a preferred client. You get it before everyone.
I feel like top using the bet back.
Top of the next hour, Joe, we're going to do, let's put something together for the Knicks and the Lakers tonight. Knicks, Lakers, 10 o'clock. Let's do a family play. Something we can all agree on.
Like what?
You know, we got some of the usual suspects in there. Luka.
I want to bet back. I'm going to use a bet back token on it.
No, why don't we? Can't we use the boost, the profit boost on it? Why you gotta?
All right. So what do you want to do? Brunson, Luca, and
let's
LeBron.
Do it at the top of the hour. Do it at the top of the hour. We'll open the next hour
right.
with it.
Whatever.
Game starts at 10 o'clock East. Like, why do we need?
We got
to
plenty
run
of time.
Okay. Got plenty Great. Of time. What's the matter?
Okay. Nah, nothing. Northern Kentucky decided to stay home tonight.
Yeah, they're getting smashed.
Down 10.
And you want to go in
McCollum's
for more with them?
Just keep going in with Northern Kentucky. I mean, really.
Why not?
Well, look at this total in Michigan State. Dropped 7 points, 150 and a half. I knew it was too high. Why didn't I pull the trigger?
What were you waiting for?
A sign.
What were you waiting
sign.
For?
All right, Guru. I missed it. All right, I've been a little gun shy. That's
why.
You know, obviously, I don't know. I've been getting smacked around, hence the bet back token.
The bet back better?
What was that bill that they were... That build back better bill?
Build back better token? Not, what do you...
I don't know. Bet back token. I say it pretty clear. Bet back token. Bet back token.
I'll tell you what needs to be. I'll tell you what needs to be built back better. Crypto needs to be built back better. Oh boy.
Yeah, maybe took a little downturn. Yeah, we got news. Maybe over the weekend we'll be all right. I'm not worried.
I mean,
are you selling?
Just...
Are you selling?
I'm not. Well, how can I sell it? It's just gonna sit there. I mean, hopefully it goes the other way. I mean, that's all it is. You know, that's all we can wait for at this point. Let's just hope it goes the other way.
That's it. We're locked in. Bet back better token. We get one of those two on the bet, on the crypto.
We don't got a bet back better token with the crypto. That's in there, and that's just how it goes. Can Michigan State get a bucket here before the half?
Not Carver.
Can they get this to five, Joe?
No, you're dead to rights. You got no shot to win this game. Just end it.
You're telling
no shot.
Me that Michigan State, the best team in the Big Ten this year, has got no shot at
no
Iowa,
shot.
Who's one of the three worst teams in the Big Ten this year? They've got
no shot. Okay.
No shot. No shot, I guess.
Don't right. chase it. Trust it. Take it from me.
Okay.
All right? I'm going to lay we'll the see. Anteaters tonight.
We're in on the Anteaters already. Anteaters.
We need them to smash this team tonight. You know that?
I agree with you.
What is McCollum? Nothing. Again, this kid.
1-3.
Here comes Northern Kentucky. Here comes Northern Kentucky. I like this.
Hey, I got another one for you tonight if you want to go in on it.
What do you want to do?
Kind of like... I know.
Kind of like
Valpo with the 3.5 against Illinois-Chicago at the Missouri Valley. Kind of like Valpo.
Kind of like Valpo. Yeah. Let me see.
How about Long Beach State catching 22.5 at UC San Diego?
No.
So why? It's a heavy lumber game. Get the wood out. Let's go. Chop it. Chop that wood.
How about Bakersfield over Hawaii?
I got to see. What's Hawaii been doing when they come to the mainland? Hold on.
Let's take Bakersfield.
Let's get the report on Hawaii, what they've been doing. Big difference between Hawaii away and at home. Hawaii, last few road games, lost by 40 to UC San Diego. Lost at UC Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
Lost by 16 to Cal Poly. Lost by 16 to the Anteaters. Lost by 2 to UC Davis.
Okay. How much
last
more info
road,
you need?
Last road win for them, Joe, January 11th at Fullerton, who's the worst team in the Big West.
All right. So what are you doing?
So let's take Bakersfield tonight.
I just told you that, didn't I?
Bakersfield. This Hawaii team, no good on the road.
All right. I'm going to lay the 1.5. All right.
Barber and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Marvin Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Here with you. You know, Joe, does this McCollum, is he going to shoot any more threes or is he just going to not? Is he playing?
I don't know. Like, the guy's gutless as far as I'm concerned.
He hasn't even taken a three. since he made that first one way back early in the first quarter.
And this Northern Kentucky is playing their hearts out right now. They're down six. This team is fighting with some moxie and heart. I mean, you know, and this McCollum, did he get hurt or something? He nailed a three in the first 3 minutes, and now he's got nothing. What's he doing? You don't care.
I do care. I need him to get three. So I hope he gets two more.
Always trying to undercut me, too.
Wow. A lot of goals in that game. A lot of goals. A lot of action, Joe.
Interesting.
Buffalo and Tampa. We should have got in on that. That was the party over tonight in the NHL.
Nice.
It's a party over, man. It's a party over. Joe and his crew. Syndicate crew.
The syndicate crew. I do one month of college basketball and you get all like, you know. It's incredible. Incredible. You do Pharrell. You're on the number one show of the network, and I'm just happy to be doing radio with you. I mean, look at you. I'm just saying, front and center stage every day, 3 to 6. And what do I get? I get the crumbs, you know?
Man, they did have a lot of heart, Joe, to get this to 6 before the half, the Norse, Northern Kentucky.
You're going to take them outright?
You want to do that? How about we put it with Hawaii?
I'm from McCollum. I mean, with Baker, here comes Field, McCollum. McCollum's got two.
All right, let's go. What about Grimes?
Who's this Grimes?
Grimes on Jack, the Sixers. Can Grimes shoot a couple threes?
Jack Grimes?
Quentin.
Quentin Grimes.
Remember him on the Knicks?
Yeah. All I care about right now, I'm telling you this right now, all I care about is Bobby Moe and Northern Kentucky. That's all I care about in McCollum. All right? And Jalen Brunson. That's it. And a partridge in a pear tree. Okay, I need Brunson for 25, McCollum for 4 threes, and Northern Kentucky to somehow win this game outright.
Anything else?
Yeah, I mean, you know, about five. You want to give me 500 grand? I'll take 500 grand. We'll throw a party.
I'd take about half saying. That.
250?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. A bag boy. What was his name? Duffel bag boy.
I would take 250.
250? Remember Duffel Bag Boy?
Get the kitchen redone.
Duffel Bag is coming in. Here he comes. The Duffel Bag.
Get the kitchen redone. Get a couple things moving here. Just 250. That's all I need. Put a little bit more in back into the crypto. Buy low right now. Buy low. Can't buy it much lower. Right now, so that would now would be the time to go and buy it. That's for sure, Joe.
Hang on, you're crazy. You're nuts. You're absolutely nuts.
Hell of a game to some of these Patriot League games. Bucknell up 67-65 on Loyola. American up 69-67 on Lafayette. Both of those games in the final minute. Down to the wire. See, this is what's like I said to you the other night. These kids are playing for everything. Chance to go to the dance. It's all on the line. Losing your season's over. I mean, this is what it's all about, Joe.
Oh, I agree.
This is what it's all about.
I agree.
Forget these other games.
So what do you
want to
do? All right, we need Northern Kentucky. Can you root it in? Stop being selfish.
What is it right now on the money line?
It is right now, the Norse is a good number, Carver. Very good number for you. Plus 280. Come on.
You want to put it with the golf?
Scheffler?
Carver at Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after the